Well, folks, he's back. Other than my interviews with Kim, nobody generated the downloads and interest that my guest Bruce Latta did. Bruce is with Indio Properties, and he is back for an update, and there's a lot that's going on. So, well, Bruce, welcome back.
Thanks, Robert, and I'm flattered that people would have that much interest, and I'm pleased.
Well, by the way, before we get into all that, I mean, tell us the story about the woman who contacted you with the Chinese developers.
This was around New Year's weekend, and I got a call. It was on a Saturday, and the lady said she's a broker, and very knowledgeable, asked about zoning and development and city requirements and all, so I could tell she's in the business. But she was here visiting for the weekend, and she saw our for sale sign on the property as she was leaving the Super Walmart there on Avenue 42, and called and wanted to know, what's it zoned and how big is it and what would the city allow? And I kind of told her, and she goes, well, she was from Hacienda Heights, and she goes, I have a lot of connections. I'm a broker with people in China with lots of money that would like to buy land in America and will pay cash. And I said, really? I said, what do you need? So I sent her some flyers, some updates about what's coming, and she said, okay, I'll be in touch.
But you could send the podcast, too, and the people could listen to our interviews without leaving their offices.
That's true, and you had mentioned that before, and I have to admit I forgot, and I will do that this afternoon. That'll be an excuse for me to follow up to her another time and see if anything's happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, so let's get to it. First of all, tell the audience what Indio Properties is.
Mazen Habibi, the gentleman I work for, is an architect who migrated here from Lebanon years ago. In addition to doing some architectural work, he came out here and bought lots of land, even the land, some of this land here that we're sitting at here at Shadow Hills Sun City. And he's been selling it off. He said 4 years ago, I'd like to retire, Bruce. Would you help me do this? I said, sure, I'd be glad to. I thought, oh, this is a slam dunk. It's a little harder, trying to get clients and all that, but there are people to buy. But he's the guy that was smart enough to invest in all this.
Does he own all the land between Monroe and Jackson on this side of the freeway?
He used to. We're down to about 30 acres. There's an 11-acre parcel out in front of Walmart. There's 11 acres along the freeway by the new Marriott. And there's a couple improved parcels. He did that little industrial park, and that's about all he has left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The update of signs will be posted on the website. Let's just go through what's going to be happening here in the next 12 months.
Okay. Everybody probably knows that the Marriott Fairfield just opened in December. Beautiful building and nice facility. There's that new Treasure Hunt liquidation store.
Tell people about that. I mean, they need to see it.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, it's entertaining just to go there. It literally is a liquidation store for major retailers. I noticed the other day when I popped in just to look, a lot of boxes that had Target's name on it. It's stuff that's discounted anywhere from 30 to 80%. It's different shipments every day. It must be 50,000 square feet. Half of it is clothes. It's busy all the time. They're having a very positive impact on the other stores in that old Target shopping center and bringing traffic there. It's reported that the Ross and Marshall's sales are up 28% on a monthly basis compared to the months a year ago before Treasure Hunt opened. But it's a really unique store. They've got everything. I talked to a CEO from a business that we'll talk about in a minute that wanted to buy certain patio lights that are $1,000 somewhere, and he found two of them in the Treasure Hunt for $100 each.
You go in there, it looks like a thrift store, mm-hmm. but there's 50 people in line waiting to check out.
Right, and you don't know, I noticed when I was in a couple of days ago, there were a lot more electronics and a lot of toys, so I assumed that it was leftovers from somebody's Christmas sales.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on.
There's the coming soon, Golden Corral, there on Atlantic, right next to the freeway, the big, giant, 11,000-square-foot buffet restaurant. was approved by the Planning Commission last week, so all they have to do is submit some of their grading plans to get permits, and they'll be moving dirt. The Tractor Supply Store is inside the old Target building, and they've been working on it for months, and it's supposed to be open in April. And what's interesting, if your listeners are not familiar, and I wasn't before, Tractor Supply is really unique. It's kind of a feed store, hardware store combination. Their number one selling products in their store are pet supplies, which I found was interesting. Mm-hmm. Then equestrian supplies, and then they have tools, they have work clothes. So I think it's going to fill a need, and it'd be a big hit when the store opens, because there's nothing like it here in the Valley. A sign has gone up, EOS Fitness Center, 30,000 square foot. It's going to go there on the east side of the Walmart. The Maya Theaters are in plan check, and the city indicated the other day they're going to be issuing building permits soon.
That's what, 9th screens?
I've seen two different reports. One says 12, one says 14 screens.
So it's big.
It's big. And I've seen the drawing, the renderings, and it's a beautiful building. Under construction currently, right there next to where the theater is going to go, is the Hampton Inn. I think we talked about it before. It's the same family that owns the Hampton Inn over at Cook Street and the 10 Freeway in Palm Desert. So if people have seen that building, that's what's coming to Indio. Burlington, they don't call it Coat anymore, but Burlington is under construction across the street on Jackson. Marshall's is moving over to the old Toys R Us across Jackson because they needed more room, bigger building. My understanding, there's a retailer talking to the owner of the Target Center to go into the Marshalls, but he's not saying who it is. BuzzBox is the interesting one. I had a chance to meet the CEO at the old Target building the other day, and he gave us a little tour. It's a cocktail in a box. I'm sure some people are familiar with them. You can buy them in a store, ready-made, if it's a screwdriver or whatever it is, you know, you would like to have. They are going to have 60,000 square feet of manufacturing and offices in the back, and it will be the international headquarters for this company.
International headquarters.
International headquarters based in Indio, California.
That's awesome.
And he's also in process going through the paperwork at the ABC to get a liquor license so he can have a retail store in the front of the old Target building. He called it a tasting room, which I can't imagine that people could go in there and taste drinks because there might be some liability, but that's his issue, not mine. There's a few other things. Sun Community Federal Credit Union's got a sign hanging on a new building there by the Target. I'm sorry, the Target, the Starbucks building on Monroe. There's a new Mexican restaurant coming over there and at the entrance into that Home Depot Center off of Jackson, where there used to be an Italian restaurant. I just learned the city is saying that there is a development coming along the freeway on the west side of Monroe, between the freeway and Avenue 42. It says, I have an email here, and it says it's 100 acres, mixed use, that include apartments, retails, shops, restaurants, offices, hotel, and a gas station. It'll be about 525,000 square feet. And that's in process. They've just submitted preliminary plans to the city. So, you know, usually that kind of stuff takes a year before it gets all through the process.
Yeah, but still, right. It's coming.
Exactly.
So, well, this is, that's really exciting. And another thing I'd like to go over is the Walmart that everybody knows has experienced about a 30% sales increase over the last year, and they show some dynamics that are just really interesting. And I didn't know, for example, that there are 46,000 homes entitled or in plan check in this area. 46,000 homes is gigantic.
I didn't realize it was that many either, but I was aware in talking to the city and some other people in the Valley that there are more new homes in the process, whether actually under construction or in the plan review, in the city of Indio than all the other cities in the Valley combined. I heard a number of 30,000, but that number is from last year, so it doesn't surprise me. I mean, driving here just around the corner down at the Signal, there's this big sign, Beezer Homes, you know, coming.
Yeah, yeah. So. And I've tried to talk to them, but they don't want to talk. And by the way, another contact I've tried is there's a sign at the corner of Varner Road and Jefferson that says Beyond Market. It has been there for, it's supposed to be a market and a car wash. It's been there forever. I have tried several times to get that man on the phone, and he doesn't want to talk. So I don't know how real that deal is, but we've got a lot of vacant land around here, and and more and more is going to be happening. The some of the other numbers are just really staggering. For example, we've got 88,000 full-time residents in Indio and 30,000 snowbirds. For a total, and then 1.4 million visitors every year. This is really a big service area.
And to point out and clarify a little bit, that 1.4 million is just to the city of Indio. That's who, how many visitors come to Indio every year, documented by totaling all those that attend all these various special events.
Festivals.
That alone, I would think, would attract a whole lot of retailers.
Yeah.
To try to, you know,
Restaurants and exactly. Hotels and
it's like businesses have a second Christmas season in the primarily April when all the big festivals happen.
That's remarkable.
It is. Do you know that you can go to the California Department of Finance webpage? And they do, for a lot of technical reasons, you know, running government and all that stuff, but they do an update, population update, every year. So you don't have to wait for every 10 years for the census that this California State Department of Finance, and they usually publish January, February, they say estimated to cover protect themselves. You know, they'll have, for example, this month they'll have the 2018, what the population of India was. I didn't think about it until right now. I should look it up and see, because that's something I like to share, you know, with potential development. Well, here's how much growth India has had. A few years back, India was second or third largest growth in the state. It was like a 4% rate in 1 year.
Yeah, I can't find the data I was looking at right offhand, but yeah, it's one of the fastest growing cities in the nation.
It is,
and it's affordable. We've got two major universities here, and so young people are coming.
Well, and we also have a law school.
Yeah, that's right.
Since John Dolan is a friend, I have to mention that, and he's in process of being accredited, and he's well into the process, so that. That will even cause the school to even grow more.
And one thing that happened after the last podcast is we heard from the RV Club. And tell us what's going on with Camping World.
Well, what's interesting, you're right, Robert, your president of your Sun City RV Club wrote me a nice note and explained some situations I didn't realize, the wait time for RVers to get their vehicle serviced when season comes and they're ready to go somewhere, which just adds to the long list of evidence that we need a Camping World here. Of interest, I tweeted directly to Camping World and Marcus Lemonis, the CEO of Camping World, the Desert Sun news story when they had the FMCA rally here a couple weeks ago at the fairgrounds and had a little video to go with it off the Desert Sun website. Within an hour, I got a like from Marcus Lemonis. So, and I have sent him so much stuff that I've run out of stuff to send him because I've thought of every angle I could. For those of you listening, you can't see this, obviously, but I have pictures here from the sand dunes down the freeway, an hour, Imperial County. It's unbelievable.
It looks like the 405.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. All of the RVs, all the off-roaders, and it's that way every weekend. We see them going by on the freeway because they're regulars that come and go every weekend to go down there. That alone should be reason enough. And here's what I've put together a written plan here. It's 2 pages long of information I want to share with Camping World that should overwhelm them and convince them we should have a store service center here. I hope to have it finished here in the next week, and then I'm going to start contacting RV clubs, RV resorts, everybody I can think of. I've talked to some people from the city. I've talked to the county's economic development agency, and they're like, everybody says, okay, let's do it. So I got to put an outline together. But when you see this picture, if you're familiar with the sand
dunes. We'll post it.
Okay. There are thousands and thousands of people that go down there. They have to have a permit. If you go down to the sand dunes and get in line to get the permit, you'll spend hours in line. There's so many people. So the state parks is very smart. They have a list of designated retailers you can stop at and buy your permit in order to allow you to camp on the sand dunes for the weekend. They're all over Southern California, so you can stop in. Here's like here. I'm just looking at the list. Tucson, Yuma. There's it one El Centro. My point is, there is no place on this list to stop on the off the 10 freeway driving through our valley as you're headed down to the sand dunes. So if somebody, I'm probably giving this away, that somebody will jump on it and take, do it themselves. So if Camping World was here and they signed up to be one of the locations, they'd have these off-roaders, RVers lined up around the block going into their store to buy the permit and who knows what else. So to me, that's the golden ticket to show Camping World. You got to have a store here, yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And I know you're focused on one specific area of Indio, but there's other things going on. I mean, we've got a surf park that's under construction, right?
Well, it's my understanding, and it says it somewhere here on, I think it says it on that flyer for the, it's in a plan check or plan review. I did talk to Carl Morgan, the development director for the city, and he said, this is a month or so ago, they did have a meeting, they did talk, and it was a matter of, with the developers of the surf park, getting the financing, which so many projects come, I've talked to people, and it's like, oh yeah, we're going to do this, and then they can't get the bucks. That would be on the north side of the Avenue 42 across from the Super Walmart. There's even a rendering of what it would look like. It would even have an outdoor amphitheater. And to me, that would be a major home run because that would be a major tourist attraction. I talked to some of the surf park people when we went to the International Shopping Center Convention in Vegas in May. And I don't know anything about it, even though I grew up in Southern California and we were at the beach every weekend, all that stuff. To go surfing at the beach, you got to wait for the perfect wave, and that includes competitions, and it may take an hour or whatever. At a surf park, every wave, every couple of minutes, is a perfect wave. So they're now holding competitions at these surf parks instead of at the ocean. Plus, they can set up seating around the instead of sitting on the beach and watching, you know, from a quarter mile away. So I really hope for all of our benefits that, you know, that would, you know, become a facility here in Indio. But it's a little early yet to know if they're really going to pull it off.
Yeah, and I know you can't really talk about things until escrow has closed.
Right, exactly.
Is there anything else that I didn't think to ask you that is going on in this city?
Well, exciting news and events is Alex Hagen, well-known shopping center developer and owner of Empire Polo, bought the old Indio Mall.
Yeah, and Indio, there's a huge piece of land that the city is cleaning up.
The big piece behind?
Yes.
And the city started that years ago, and that was going to be an expansion and all, and I'm not sure exactly what all happened. You know, recessions and everything. But Alex, when he does something, it's only, you know, first class. I mean, here's a guy that paints his tractors and his fences at his polo grounds green, so they blend in with all the green grass. So, you know, it's just for better appearance. I mean, the guy, look at all the trees he's put in landscaping and the walls and the lights. I mean, it's, Alex does it right. Anyway, his plans is to turn that into an outdoor community center, shopping center, retail center. I mean, it's going to have some housing. My guess is it'll be condos and apartments. Since he bought it, he started to transform it. There's more palm trees around it. He's had some events, like there was a Halloween night for kids. There's something else, I forget what it is, coming up. I think it once he gets the plans done and all, everybody sees what it's going to be, it'll be exciting, and everybody's going to, you know, be wanting him to hurry up and get it done.
That's great. Well, Shadow Hills, a lot of businesses are coming here. A lot of people are coming here. And this is a place for young people, too. A lot of the housing is affordable. Schools are right here, and there's employment opportunities available. Mm-hmm. So, Bruce, thank you for sharing all of this with us. And I look forward to the next update.
Okay, so do I. Thanks, Bob.
And so to the audience, if there's ever an episode that you'd like to share with someone who doesn't live here, you might send it to anybody affected by that polar vortex that's going on in the Midwest. This is a wonderful place to live, and it's only going to get better. So until that time comes, thank you for your attention. Bye-bye.